This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Nut job alert, nut job alert. Biden's new Ministry of Defense chief is a nut job, a freaking nut job. Her name is Nina Jankowicz. Now, of course, for saying that the Ministry of Truth chief is a nut job, you say that fast three times, okay? Ministry of Truth chief. Say that fast three times. The Ministry of Truth Defense chief is a nut job. Saying that would get you in trouble, right? I assume they'd try and destroy your life or fine you or put you in prison. I don't know what they'd just intimidate you. I don't know what they would threaten to do. But her name is Nina Jankowicz, and she's a nut job. And a new video has surfaced with her singing about who to screw to enhance her career. You got it, Chris? Let's play it.
Information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes a lie and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious.
Well, I think it's vomitable, but it's the wrong piece, because that's not her singing about who to screw to enhance her career. Yeah, that was like she was singing to Mary Poppins, right? That's a Mary Poppins tune, I gather. And so, but there is a song out there, there's a video out there, excuse me, of her seeing who she wants to have sex with to move up in her career. So obviously, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas must have screwed her. How else would she have gotten the job? She sings about screwing guys in order to move up in her career, or move up and down, as it were. She's moving up and down to move up. This Biden disinformation chief, Nina Jankowicz, can you imagine America has a disinformation chief? That I'm even saying this proves we're in a communist takeover of the United States. These are pure Soviet communists, and you're not going to beat them at the ballot box. Stop saying the way to beat them is at the ballot box. It's got to go much further than that. These people have to be put in leg irons, and they've got to be sent to Guantanamo, and if convicted of crimes, serve decades in prison, or if convicted of treason, they've got to be given the death penalty. What else would you say about people who are Nazis, who are Soviet communist KGB Nazis that want to put you in jail for free speech, for saying what you believe in? I don't want to put them in jail or kill them for saying what they believe in. I'm saying treason. If they're committing treason, they need to be given a trial and then be put in major prison or get the death penalty. What do you get for treason? Death penalty or life in prison. And if it's not about treason, if it's just about calling truth disinformation and disinformation truth, many years in jail for being propaganda czars, for being, like the Nazi propaganda czar. President Biden's new disinformation chief, Nina Jankowicz, argued online mockery of Vice President Kamala Harris and other women in public life is a threat to national security. It's time to act. Our national security and democracy are at stake. Can you imagine if they looked at my social media? How many times I've talked about Kamala Harris being nothing but a person that screwed her way to the top and has no brains whatsoever and is a danger to America. That if she isn't screwing you, she could offer absolutely nothing as a reason why she should have a big job. Can you imagine if she saw that? Jankowicz would say, Wayne Root has to go to prison for saying that Kamala Harris is a, well, basically a slut. That's what she was, right? She was, listen, most married women agree with me. That's why most married women are Republicans. Most married women, they're married, they go to church on Sunday, they've got kids, they've got a husband they love, and there is nothing they hate more and see more of as a threat than some slutty young thing that screws married men. That's the single biggest worry they've got in life. Most married women are on my side. They can't stand women that are sluts that screw their way to the top. They have no respect for women that use sex to get to the top. So there's nothing wrong with what I'm saying. Plenty of women agree with me. Matter of fact, I would say a majority of married women agree with me. I'm not sure about single women, but I know married women agree with me. Single women, you know, single with child, they all vote Democrat. What can I tell you? They haven't learned a lesson yet. And the lesson is, what did Democrats do for you? Nothing. Zero. What did Democrats do for women? Nothing. What did Democrats do for women single with kids? Nothing. What did the only thing Democrats offer you is welfare. That's it. They don't do anything for you, but if you look at the numbers, single women vote Democrat. Married women vote Republican. Same with the divide with Hispanics. Almost every, now it turns out a huge majority of Hispanic men are now Republicans. Amazing. But a huge majority of Hispanic women are Democrats. So what's the lesson for Hispanic women? What has the Democrats ever done for you? Name something. They allow you to have an abortion? You're free to kill your baby. That's about the only thing you could say about Democrats they've done for women, if that's what you consider an accomplishment. They'll let you murder your baby till the last minute it's born, or when it comes out of the womb screaming, they'll kill it. Or they'll let you kill it a week after it's, once you change your mind a week later. You know, let me ask you something. Do you think it's okay if a person owns a beautiful dog, and one day they decide it was a mistake to own the dog, and rather than give it up for adoption to one of these places that never kills a dog, a no-kill shelter, they just say, it's my dog, I have a right to kill it, I want you to give it an injection and kill it. A perfectly healthy young dog or middle-aged dog, and they want to kill it because they think it's theirs. Do you think a woman has a right to kill a baby a week after it comes out because she doesn't want it anymore? No! It's absolutely murder! This is what Democrats want to legalize. In every state they can, the most blue states, they all want to legalize murdering a baby until the day it's born or after it's born. Bad enough that I think it's absolutely murder to abort a baby anytime, you know, past like 4 months. It's got a heartbeat, it's alive, it's got feelings, you can't kill it, but they do. That's bad enough. But now they want to murder it till the moment it's born or after it comes out, or at the moment it comes out. Just strangle the baby, you know? Just grab it and murder it. That's okay. Democrats have no problem with that because it's a woman's right to choose and it's my body and I'll do what I want with it. Really? Most women I know love animals and love dogs and they like PETA. So you think it's okay to beat a dog to death because it's yours? Is it okay to kill a dog that's 3 years old because it's yours? When it could find another happy family? So these are big arguments, and I'm telling you, liberals come down on the side of mental illness in many of these arguments, just mental illness. There isn't anything mentally ill about conservatives. In other words, let's just say you think I'm extreme because I believe in very low taxes, and I'm extreme because I believe in very low government regulation. And I'm extreme because instead of open borders, I believe in a closed border and sovereignty for our country and a big giant wall. Let's say I'm extreme because I'm against vaccine mandates. You think I'm extreme. But what about those views as mental illness? There's nothing mentally ill about my views. But the other side of those views that the left has is absolutely mental illness. You know, mental illness. They're nuts. They're crazy people. And they're in denial. As Alex Berenson was on earlier, and we don't always agree on everything. You heard us on the air not agree on something. But Alex Berenson would say the left has gone completely crazy. He considers himself left, just like Dershowitz considers himself. Alan Dershowitz, the great lawyer, was on a few days ago. He considers himself left and anti-Trump. He voted against Trump. But he still knows right from wrong. He still knows fair from unfair. He still knows honest from lie. Same thing with Alex Berenson. These are normal, moderate liberals, or even normal moderates, not even liberal. I think Alex Berenson considers himself an independent maybe now, but he used to be leftist. But he's not crazy. Liberals are crazy. Everything they believe in is either insanity or just short of insanity, or way over the line of insanity. But this woman, this crazy whack job, nut job, Nina Jankowicz, Biden's disinformation chief, during her testimony, she argued gender misinformation was also a national security concern. It's not just about hurt feelings. It really affects the way our countries operate. She cited online mockery of other political women, including Ilhan Omar, nutjob, Representative AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, nutjob, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, nutjob, to solidify her argument. Wow. Listen to this argument she makes. In September 2021, she testified about gender misinformation being a threat to democracy in the British House of Parliament. Wow. I think of little girls who are so happy on Inauguration Day. This is her talking. Seeing our first female vice president inaugurated. And for those of them who are online, looking at the responses to tweets or Vice President Harris's Instagram posts where people call the Biden-Harris administration Joe and the Ho, or worse. So they know what people, they know that everyone calls Kamala a Ho and a whore and a slut. They know that. Joe and the Ho. There is much worse, alleging that Vice President Harris slept her way to the top. This is her talking. This is the new misinformation queen. Jankowicz talking. She says they're calling her Joe and the Ho. And there's much worse, alleging that she slept her way to the top. Well, I guess one would know another one, wouldn't they? Nina Jankowicz touted her own House testimony suggesting Hunter Biden laptop had illicit provenance. We live in an era where labeling something fake is becoming synonymous with political inconvenience. The new disinformation czar wrote in 2017. And then she has these songs she sings about screwing, I'm saying that nicely, screwing men to enhance her career. So you're upset that they call Kamala a whore and a hoe and a slut, but you sang a song about who you would F to enhance your career. Now I know why you're so upset. Now I know why you want to outlaw people saying things like that about Kamala. Because you did the same thing, clearly. You're doing it right now. Alexandria Mayorkas, is that who you screwed? And I just Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted. And they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne Alaroot, I am the minister of disinformation. You know what that means, by the way? That's code language. I'm the minister of truth because disinformation, according to the Biden administration, is pure truth, raw truth. I am the minister of disinformation. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're going to buy a home, and homes are still hot as hell, certainly in Vegas they are. I'm not sure if they are in the country, but in certain, basically no-tax states, mostly Republican red states, but Nevada is certainly not a Republican red state anymore. It is either a purple or a deep blue Democrat state. It's getting there, which doesn't make sense because everyone I know is a Republican. I mean, I don't even meet anyone who's a Democrat in Nevada. Which just goes to show you, this state has rigged elections. I'm so honest. If you walk through New York, almost everyone I meet's a Democrat. If I walk through California, everyone's a Democrat. If I walk through Oregon, mostly, white, liberal, feminist Democrats. Walk through Washington State, Seattle, all Democrats. But when you walk through Vegas, everyone's a Republican, including every Hispanic person I meet. Every guy, certainly, every Hispanic guy is a Republican. And all the people I meet in general, every white person I meet on both sides, men and women, are all Republicans. So how is it that we're a blue state? And the answer is it's rigged elections. We just made the legislature, which is all Democrat, wanted to cement that it would always be all Democrat. So they passed, number one, there's no voter ID in the state. Number two, they passed laws that say ballot harvesting is 100% legal forevermore. And that mail-in ballots, permanent. That's it. They're here forever. So they're going to make this a completely blue state unless this is the greatest red wave in history. If it's a red tsunami, it's so big, even with, mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting and no signatures and no voter ID, they still won't be able to overcome it. That's how big this red wave should be and has to be for us to overcome this kind of a rigging in Nevada. But I digress. The point is, I saw an article the other day. I know that Las Vegas has among the highest increase in house prices in the country. And then I saw Phoenix is even bigger than us, and Dallas is big, and certain cities in Florida are big. Austin is big, and Houston is big. So, I mean, all the cities that are in red Republican states have massive home valuation growth, home valuation increases. And we're not, so that's why I brought this up. Nevada's not a red state, I admit that now, anyway. But our house prices are going through the roof, and we are a zero income tax state, and we're right next to California. When you compare those two, you understand why everybody wants to move here. If you live in California, just, you know, I realize very few people make $1 million a year, but just to make it as simple to understand, if you make $1 million a year in California, you owe the state of California about $150,000 in state income tax. That's separate than all the other massive taxes in California. But you owe them $150,000 out of the million. If you make $1 million in Nevada, you owe zero. That's the stark difference I want you to understand. It doesn't matter if you make $10,000, $100,000, or $1 million, or $10 million, or $100 million this year. You owe zero state income taxes in Nevada. So, you know, if you're in California on $100 million, what's 15% of $100 million? $15 million. You'd owe $15 million in taxes, and in Nevada, you'd owe zero. Doesn't matter what you make. I don't care if you make $1 billion, you still owe zero in Nevada. So, of course, lots of high-income people are moving from California to Nevada. Who wouldn't? If you make $200,000 a year or more, you have to leave California. And you can go to New York. You go to New York. You go to Texas. You go to Florida. You go to Tennessee. Those are all zero-tax states. You go to Utah as a low-tax state. You go to Colorado, which is a pretty low-tax state. Or you can go to Nevada, a zero-tax state. Which one did you just name? Well, you know, I listen, Alaska, zero tax, and not both Dakotas, by the way. Only South Dakota is a low-tax state. North Dakota has tax. South Dakota, zero. So, yes, South Dakota, zero, and Alaska, zero, and Wyoming is zero. Who would want to live in those three states? Let's be honest. Seriously. I mean, the only one I would even consider is Wyoming, because Jackson Hole is beautiful. But the rest of the state is still Wyoming. It's cold. Winter's 8 months long, and it's just not as, and it's in the middle of nowhere. Who'd want to live in Wyoming? Who'd want to live in Alaska? It's in the middle of nowhere. Who'd want to live in South Dakota? You're in the middle of nowhere. Beautiful, but the middle of nowhere, no good restaurants. And so, you know, the most normal place you could live with zero income tax is Las Vegas, Nevada. Best restaurants in the world, and now the best sports in the world, and legal sports betting, and it's a great place. And beautiful women, come on. South Dakota, they have beautiful women. Alaska, no. No, that's one person in South Dakota, Christine Ohm. But in Las Vegas, every block, there's a beautiful woman. So there's a lot of reasons to live in Las Vegas, but zero income tax is the main reason to come here. Anyway, I digress. Fellowship Home Loans, call them. Now you got two friends in the loan business. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Mike and Brian are now your friends. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Toll free, 800-804-SAVE, fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Whether you want a purchase, a refi, a VA loan, a reverse mortgage, or just them to help evaluate your situation and tell you what to do, Mike and Brian are your friends. 800-804-SAVE, tell them Wayne Root sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As Russia's unprovoked war on Ukraine continues, Secretary of State Antony Blinken testified before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Thursday to talk about the strategy for the United States in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast was part of that hearing, and he explains to Fox News what he believes the United States should make clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We do let him know that we think he should be out of power, that there should be war crime tribunals, that there should be perhaps, demilitarized zones along Ukrainian borders or other places.
The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index for April jumped nearly 10% from March. The survey noted expectations of lower gas prices and an improving outlook for personal finances in the year ahead. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the law firm of Wayne, Wayne, and Wayne. The Root's on fire here on USA Radio Network. Welcome back to the show. Energized Health is a sponsor of this segment of the show. My buddies at Energized Health, the owners and founders, John and Chelsea Jubilee, they are such great people. And what they have done for my listeners and fans is really remarkable. I get more fan mail about Energized Health than any advertiser I've ever had in my life. Matter of fact, in all these years of getting lots and lots of fan mail, a couple thousand letters and emails a week, I've never really gotten fan mail for an advertiser. Energized Health has their own fan club, it seems like. They're always contacting me to say, Wayne, Energized Health saved my life, so thank you for introducing me to Energized Health. I hear that all the time. I lost 100 pounds. I lost 50 pounds. I lost 40 pounds of fat. I lost 8 inches of my waist. I never felt better. I never looked better. Great stuff. I mean, I get so many letters about Energized Health. And John and Chelsea Jubilee, who own Energized, have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has the science of inner body hydration. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off discount. 40% off when you say Wayne Allen Root. I'm a fan of Wayne. I love Wayne. I like his show. Whatever you want to say about WAR, or I hate Wayne. If you mention WAR, you get the 40% off. I guess if you hate Wayne, that's good enough to get the 40% off. Energized Health. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, toll free, or go to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895. We've got James Breslow as our guest. He's a civil rights attorney, host of the Hidden Truth podcast, and this show is about truth, and I want to hear the truth about what's going on in Los Angeles. He's an L.A. resident of 30 years, and it's great to welcome him to the show. First-time guest, James Breslow. How are you, James?
Good, Wayne. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We had a chance to meet and have lunch in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas, about, 6 or 8 months ago, and we became friendly, and he lives in L.A., and I wanted to get an update on what's going on in L.A. I don't really have any L.A. friends anymore, James, because everyone I know, you know, from when I used to live in L.A., now lives in Las Vegas. They've all moved. They're all getting out of Los Angeles because of the taxes, the homelessness, the crime, the drug needles, you name it, and the crazy liberals. You're still there. How do you survive that place?
Yeah, I'm sticking it out here so far, although you really tempted me to move to Vegas when you're talking about all the good-looking women there. Didn't you get married recently, by the way?
I did, and I married a beautiful one. I married a beautiful one that I met in Las Vegas, Cindy, and I met at many Republican Club events, and we wound up getting married in November 24th, to be exact. So, November 21st, how quickly did I forget? 11-20-20-21-22. There we go. 11-21-22, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Get that down.
I better get that down. Somehow I'm not getting it right. I don't know. But in any case.
My development since our big lunch, by the way, is I now have a 9-month-old, my first.
Congratulations.
I'm in my 50s and just had my first, so that's my exciting news here.
Well, then I think probably we had lunch longer than 9 months ago, because I don't think you had a new baby at that moment, so perhaps it was a year ago now.
She was probably pregnant at the time. Yeah,
that's correct. So it was probably a year ago that I saw you. Time flies, and L.A. gets worse.
I don't owe you lunch, because as I recall, the lunch was comped, because I realized everywhere you go, people love you, and the manager came over and comped our lunch. So.
That was true. That was true.
Lunch.
What a nice manager that was. And I never met him in my life, and I didn't know he knew me. And he came over and said, I love your show, and lunch is on me. And by the way, I just figured out the problem with my own math on my anniversary. We picked the date because even I could remember the date, and I blew it. It's 11-21-21. Of course, it was November. It was 21. It wasn't 22. So 11-21-21 is our anniversary, and hopefully I won't make that mistake again. So there we go.
I don't think you'll ever forget that now.
No. Not now that I've blown it.
So hear about LA. You want to hear about LA's problems while you enjoy all of your rising home prices in Vegas, right?
Yes. And first of all, before I even get to that, what area of LA do you personally live in? By the way, I don't even know.
So I am within the city of Los Angeles, but it's called Pacific Palisades. So you have.
Oh, I know it well. Yeah, I lived in Malibu 13 years. No, 13 years in Malibu. I know Pac Palisades well. You're probably not far from Gladstone's, right?
I literally can look at Gladstone's from my house.
There you go. So I know exactly where you are. So tell me about L.A. After living there 30 years, how bad has it gotten?
Well, as a matter of fact, today happens to be an anniversary. It's the 30-year anniversary of the L.A. riots that happened, if you remember the Rodney King riots.
I lived there. I lived through them. I lived there, yeah.
I'm about a 40-year resident myself, so I lived through them also. But you know what I'm talking about and what the feeling was in the city at that time. It was not good. Racial tensions were high. Gang violence was high. Crime was high. Bradley had been our mayor for close to 20 years. And it was not good. It was a time when, you know, when I'm driving to work, I'd be careful where I stop to get gas. I wouldn't wear a watch and so on. We are back to those times. And that's a piece that I just wrote for Fox News. It basically, and that's just a gut feel that I have. It's just a coincidence that today happens to be the 30-year anniversary of the riots. But Los Angeles feels like it did in 92. And it's too bad because really we had a nice run after Reardon had come in, the only Republican mayor that LA has had in probably a century. He turned things around, cut crime in half, and things stayed pretty low until the pandemic. And then the George Floyd incident, and that's why I'm feeling that same racial tension. You've got the left trying to stoke racial fear, racial tension, and so on, talking about systemic racism and this and that. For the first time, when I'm walking down the street, I see a black person, I think, oh, there's a black person. I never thought what race the person was before, but you start putting in everybody's head every single day, then everybody starts thinking about race. And I'm telling you, it's not a good feeling in Los Angeles right now.
Well, you know, here's the difference to when I was there. I was there for 13 years. I was there during the riots. I was there during the earthquake, the Northridge earthquake. I was there for multiple fires that almost burned my home to the ground in Malibu. I was there for a massive mudslide. I'm telling you, that was really a wild time, and I was glad to get away. But every day was a new epic disaster. I missed, by the way, the mudslide. The mud came down. I think it was called Big Rock, if I remember correctly, and it missed my car as I went through a green light. It missed my car by 1 inch, and it buried all the cars behind me, and people were literally trying to get out of their car before it pushed them out to sea. So I missed getting in that one, you know, by inches. So, I mean, I went through a lot of stuff in L.A., and those riots, I lived in the Hollywood Hills for 2 years before I got to Malibu, and that's where I lived when the riots hit, and from my deck, I watched the whole L.A. burn, because I was up in the top of the hills right below Mount Olympus, and I could see the entire L.A. Beneath me, and spread out before me, James, and there was smoke coming from every block, practically, and we put up barriers on our street and took turns, private citizens with guns, stopping cars coming up our street to not let them come up, any of the streets, below the Hollywood sign and towards Sunset, and we did our own policing, because we were worried about what might happen. So we kept the place safe with our own guns and our own citizens. But the one difference is, when I was there, there was no such thing as major shoplifting. You couldn't walk in a store, break every single counter case, and walk out with $5 million worth of jewelry, and it's going on every minute in Los Angeles and all the big cities, right? That's the big difference.
Yeah, and it kind of started with another looting incident that we had here over the George Floyd situation. If you remember seeing that, Santa Monica,
yes.
Promenade got hit, Rodeo Drive got hit, all where the high-end shops were, and the police kind of just stepped back and watched it happen. And there was this general feeling like, well, they're just blowing off steam. It's understandable that people feel this way. I mean, my God, look what happened to George Floyd. And that just kind of started a hands-off mentality, and I think it's emboldened the criminals. There's a host of reasons, I believe, as to why this is happening. Most of it is the woke approach to crime fighting in our criminal justice system. But definitely something turned with the George Floyd looting and riots that we had at that point, which reminds me of the 92 riots.
And I'm not shy about saying, I've said this 1,000 times, if cops really do hurt someone who doesn't deserve to be hurt and it's just because they're black, I want them prosecuted too. But George Floyd was a lifelong criminal. They've made him into a hero. They're putting statues up of him. He's a criminal punk thug, lifelong drug addict, lifelong punk, lifelong thug who put a gun to a pregnant woman's belly, or maybe it was her head, I can't remember, and threatened to murder her or murder her unborn baby in order for her, to hand over her money. And and it was in the midst of committing a crime and was struggling with the police. And, you know, when you kill a guy like that, that's not worthy of burning a city down. Now, there may have been, in my opinion, he had his knee on his neck way too long. I get that. You might have kicked the cop off the force. Maybe you'd convict him of a minor crime. That's not murder and life in prison or 20 years in prison. The whole thing is ridiculous that the whole country is burning down over George Floyd. Give me a good guy, a good black guy. I'm with you. But don't give me a lifelong criminal, make it out like he's a hero. That's misplaced, ridiculous situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, the two situations are actually very similar. You know, the same thing where Rodney King was also a lifetime criminal, and he was evading arrest. He had led the police on a high-speed chase. They finally get him pulled over, so naturally the police are going to have the backs up a little bit after they just took him on this chase. And then he tried to further evade arrest once they had stopped him. And they subdued him first with a stun gun. That didn't work. And then they took the batons to him. And very similar to Floyd, when you watch the video, it was not pleasant to watch. It definitely seemed like it went over the line into
police. Yeah, it seemed excessive. No question. No question. Right. It was excessive.
But once again, you've got somebody evading arrest. I mean, every one of these situations where there's police brutality, it's never a situation where the person's, yes, sir, no, sir,
right.
What do you want me to do next, sir?
Right. Well, that's it. Look, you and I are conservatives, and so we see that. And on the left, all they see is black skin being beaten by a white cop, and that should be the end of the world. And you know what? I wouldn't even mind that if every time a black person committed a crime or murder against another black person on the streets of Chicago, if BLM had protests and riots over that, I might say that's fair. They couldn't care less about that. James, hang in there. We'll grab you on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I've been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to Wayne Allyn Root. We're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root is on fire. The country's on fire. And Los Angeles is certainly a dumpster fire. We'll get back to James Breslow in just a second, my guest, to talk about what's going on in L.A., get our updates. But first, I want to mention the sponsor of the segment of the show is the War Raw Podcast. That's my podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where can you find it? It's available to download 7 days a week at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And I do have a video podcast every Friday that I call America's Top 10, and it's the most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week that every conservative needs to know. And I put that on video. I did not get a chance to do it today. My schedule's been crazy. It's rare that I miss on a Friday, but I've got my videographer and producer coming out tomorrow to do it with me. So it will be up sometime over the weekend, or at the least, it'll be up on Monday because the guy who puts it up, my editor and webmaster puts it up, is on vacation. So hopefully he'll get it up over the weekend, but if not, it'll be up by Monday. But my video will be around, and I think you'll really like it. Actually, it's my column. It's a video of my column. The Great O'Biden Intentional Depression is here. And we really are in a depression right now. A negative GDP. That's very rare in America's history to have negative GDP. It's a recession. But add it to 20% inflation, which I believe is the real inflation number. And I think we've got a O'Biden depression. O'Biden being Biden as the front guy and the dummy and the ventriloquist who's actually running the show is Obama. So check out my America's Top 10 video podcast this weekend, and every day of the week, 7 days a week, my audio podcast at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google, or Spreaker, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. All right, we're back with James Breslow, my buddy in Los Angeles, civil rights attorney, host of the Hidden Truth Show podcast. Wait a minute, I got to ask you about that definition of who you are. Civil rights attorney? Civil rights attorney always is a liberal. What does that mean? I don't get it.
So funny that you should ask that. So I was defending companies in civil rights cases. But you're a civil rights attorney. Whether you're representing the plaintiff or the defendant, you're still a civil rights attorney. I just happen to be defending the company.
Got it. I love that. Just like, someone says they're an attorney involving police misconduct, and I would go, wait a minute, you hate the cops? And I'd love them if they went, no, I'm the guy who defends the cops in police misconduct cases, right? That's a good attorney. So, look, there's an upcoming election for mayor of Los Angeles. What's happening there? Are the choices woker and wokest? Is there anybody decent?
So there is someone decent. His name is Rick Caruso. He's a billionaire real estate developer in Los Angeles. He did something called The Grove and a bunch of other places, including in my community in Pacific Palisades, just nice outdoor shopping centers type of thing. Super successful. He's been very involved in city politics also. He was on the police commission. He was a Republican until 8 years ago when he was considering running for mayor, so he switched to independent because you can't win anything in Los Angeles as a Republican. There's not a single Republican representing L.A. in anything. City, state, federal, zero.
Sad.
No Republican.
Sad.
So he recognized that, so he goes independent, but he ended up not running. Now this time, he just announced a couple months ago, and before he announces that he's now a Democrat. So he's gone from Republican to independent and Democrat. He's essentially Republican, but he's just leaving nothing to chance. He recognizes that, let's go ahead, just go all the way, say I'm a Democrat. But his politics are going to be pretty centrist to hopefully right-leaning. Compared to anyone else he's up against, he's far right. So he's up against Karen Bass, the congresswoman, who came in second
to
the sweepstakes for vice president.
Horrible.
Yeah, she was in the black female sweepstakes for vice president along with Kamala Harris. But she would be a Lori Lightfoot type, a Bill de Blasio type in L.A. And you were talking about moving and so on. Honestly, everybody threatens leaving, if the wrong person was. But this one's kind of serious. Property values in L.A. are going to take a hit, and people are going to start leaving. If this woman, Karen Bass, wins, and it's going to be pretty much her versus Caruso. But if we get a Lori Lightfoot type here, Bass is former community organizer.
That'll be the end of L.A. That's it. Final blow. End of L.A. You know what I don't get? To me, I don't get why a Democrat, Republican, why it's a political issue, right or left, whether you like mask mandates, vaccine mandates, and lockdowns, right? I'm just someone who said from day one, it's real. There is a pandemic. It's a terrible flu. Some older people are dying. Some really sick people are dying. What's that got to do with me? Nothing. I'm going to live my life. I won't be locked down. I don't want your vaccine, and I don't want to wear a mask. Isn't that my personal responsibility? Why does that have to do with right or left, Democrat, Republican? But in L.A., my God, it's a religion to take the vaccine, right?
Yeah, well, it's all come from the communist mentality that everybody should be the same. Everyone should do the same. They don't like any individuality. I actually didn't take the vaccine, but I'm just thinking generally. I took the vaccine. You should have to take it. Not fair that I took it and you didn't take it. Everybody has to be in the same boat together. Damn individuality. Damn individual choice. Damn, making your own medical decisions regarding your own body. Everybody has to do it together. And Californians have been subjected to that type of thinking for so long that they're essentially brainwashed at this point.
And by the way, there's 300 people in a room and only one has even a slight chance of ever being hospitalized or dying from COVID. My opinion is, what has that got to do with me? A liberal says, oh my God, 299 other people have to be vaccinated and wear a mask and be locked down to protect the one. Really? I have to shut my business down to protect your life? Insanity. James Breslow, great to have you on. We'll have you on again soon. Civil rights attorney, Hidden Truth Podcast. We'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.